From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The latest SAT scores are out, and they're not good. Roughly 6 out of 10 college-bound high school seniors who took the test were not ready for college-level work. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the sponsor of the test, the College Board, is now calling for big changes to better prepare students for college and careers.
The average SAT score this year was 1498 out of a possible 2400. And it's been this way for the last 5 years.
And we as the College Board are concerned.
David Coleman is president of the College Board. In a conference call with reporters, Coleman said his biggest concern is the widening gap in scores along racial and ethnic lines. This year, Asian students had the highest overall scores in reading, writing, and math, followed by whites, then Latinos. Black students had the lowest average scores. Coleman said it's time to do something about it, not just sit back and report how poorly prepared students are for college and career.
Simply put, the College Board will go beyond simply delivering assessments to actually transforming the daily work that students are doing.
How? Coleman wants to work with schools to make coursework tougher and make sure students have access to more demanding honors and advanced placement courses, because right now, most students don't. Most worrisome of all, Coleman said,
minority students and underrepresented students have less access.
And that's important because more and more low-income minority students are taking the SAT, although College Board officials were quick to dismiss that as the reason scores have remained flat. This year, only 15% of blacks and 23% of Latinos met or exceeded the SAT benchmark for college and career readiness. Jim Hall, senior policy analyst with the National School Boards Association, says that's a serious problem. But
what I would tell our school board members is to look at other indicators as well, beyond just the SAT score, to determine if, in fact, their schools are preparing their students for college.
Hull says high schools need to offer more rigorous courses. He says that's why most states have adopted the so-called Common Core standards, which is precisely why the College Board is hyping this year's poor SAT scores, says Bob Schaefer, head of Fair Test, a longtime opponent of standardized testing. He says the College Board is intent on hitching the future of the SATs to the Common Core that College Board President David Coleman helped write. It's a business decision to try and keep the SAT relevant, says Schaefer.
The number of SAT takers actually declined from 2012 to 2013. You need to do something to preserve your market share for financial survival.
More students today take the ACT than take the SAT. But the biggest reason the SAT is fighting for its survival, says Schaefer, is because it's not the predictor of college success that it claims to be.
Look, the higher your family income, the higher your scores, is one of the major reasons that so many campuses are populated by upper-income kids and not the needy kids who need the opportunity.
As for the College Board's push to help more minority kids have greater access to honors and advanced placement courses, Schaefer says that too is a marketing ploy. Nonsense, says Coleman.
These courses get them ready for the work of the future.
Coleman says the College Board's goal is not just to push for higher standards. It's to persuade more low-income Black and Latino students who do well on AP and SAT tests to apply to top colleges. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.